an American, where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Our first guest today has had over 24 songs on the Billboard record charts and 7 number one songs, but he'll perhaps always be best known for that song you just heard, and rightfully so. At a time when our nation needed to pull together, the lyrics of God Bless the USA struck just the right chord, uniting Americans from sea to shining sea under one flag and one ideal, freedom. I believe that the reason this song resonated and continues to do so is because its lyrics unquestionably came from the heart. Now, I can't tell you what was in Lee Greenwood's heart when he sat in the back of his tour bus in 1983. I've been told that he was motivated by a longing that our nation to be more united. What I can tell you is that the sentiments reflected in God Bless the USA ring with a passion and a purity that can only be found in truth. A passion for our nation and for the promise it continues to hold, and solemn respect for those who preserve our ability to pursue the promise of this great American experiment. For the first time, welcome to American Warrior Radio, Mr. Lee Greenwood.
Thank you, Ben.
Lee, I tell you, it's an absolute honor to have you here. I know we don't have very much time with you, so what I'd like to do, sir, if you don't mind, is I was prepping for the show. Everybody knows your song. I mean, it's been bouncing around in my head for the last 2 weeks. But I was looking at the lyrics, and if tomorrow all things were gone, I worked for all my life. You have worked for a musical career all your life. You literally, as I understand, you passed up a college scholarship and maybe even a professional baseball career to pursue music.
Ben, I was raised on a farm in Sacramento, California. And that was available to me as well. I was raised by my grandparents because my father and mother were divorced when I was a year old over World War II. Mm. Dad served in the Navy, and then when the bombing of Pearl Harbor happened, he joined the Merchant Marines, served another 4 years. My mother thought that was desertion because she had 2 young kids to raise. So we pretty much were raised by our grandparents while they were both kind of figuring out their personal lives. It's tough. War is tough on everybody, and I don't regret it. I had a great life. I don't blame them, and that was their choice. So when I talk about the first line of my song, if tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, I was speaking about not me necessarily, but my grandparents. They were farmers, sharecroppers. I worked in the fields with them when I was 11, 12, learned how to drive a pickup truck, worked on a harvester. We had about 1,000 chickens a year, and that was my responsibility. But I was also allowed to pursue my music. And I watched them have to give up farming from grain subsidizing to Russia during the 50s and 60s. It was kind of a sad thing. But at the same token, we still had everything we needed, and every part of life was good for us. So it wasn't necessarily a sad lyric, but a way just to explain what had happened to us.
Well, and honestly, how do I put this? I don't find any of this song sad. It inspires me, but it does cause me to pause, I think, as it should. Now, you and I are just getting to know each other, so let me just say, Lee, I mean, you started with music early on in your career. You were actually the drum major in the marching band. You know that the other musicians in the marching band never liked the drum major, right? I mean, we're musicians, we're free-spirited. We don't like people telling us what to do.
Well, that's not really true. I mean, I had a great deal of friends, and I was only 5'7", and I'm still 5'7 and a half, so I didn't grow much. 140 pounds, dripping wet, and I had to do all whistle commands because nobody could see me. Normally, drum majors are much taller. However, it didn't deter my band director, Fred Cooper, who was a jazz trumpet player in high school, during my high school years, to give me the opportunity to be a leader. And I think that meant more to me than anything. And the other kids in the band, they all respected me and did what I asked them to, only because they knew, as a leader, I wouldn't steer them wrong.
Well, there you go. Now, the next, I won't forget the men who died who gave that right to me. You mentioned before your family was military, your father served in the Navy. You understand the challenges and the sacrifices that military families make for the rest of us.
Yeah, that's a broad swath. You know, we talk about the men who died who gave that right to me. Every soldier who comes home, wounded or not, will give respect to those they left in the field. Mm-hmm. And I totally understand that, but at the same token, we owe so much to our veterans, particularly those wounded warriors, and we do a lot that, for the wounded warrior group. We have something out of Houston, Texas called Helping a Hero, and we build homes for wounded warriors, 160 homes in 8 years in 22 states.
Well, you know, and frankly, Lee, I when you, your lyrics, and I gladly stand next to you and defend her still today, I got a sense, if I may, sir, that that's part of what you're doing. You're still standing up by supporting these veterans and you know, particularly this this Helping a Hero organization. Tell us a little bit more about that and what they do.
Well, as you know, there's a lot of citizen soldiers
mm-hmm.
in the National Guard and the Reserve, and that's what the lyric meant. Even though I didn't serve in the military, I would gladly stand up to all of those who have, and I would gladly pick up arms if I had to defend this nation. So those lyrics were easy to come by, but it's interesting that so many people have asked me about that particular line, and it was meant for unity. It was meant for all of us to bind together, and that's why it works so well after 9/11.
Well, and I got to say, it's well, let's go back a little bit. Also, you're... The number of USO tours and DOD tours you've done, Lee, I mean, it's got to be hundreds more?
We will continue to do so. My last, Bob Hope's last tour around the world, 8 shows, 8 stops, 25,000 miles, I was on that tour and got a good perspective of the soldiers and how they adored Bob Hope and the Hollywood crowd who used to bring USO shows to Vietnam in that era. I wasn't able to go during that particular time in my life, but I've done an awful lot of tours since then, and will continue to do that. It's such a privilege to go. I don't care if it's a war zone or not. If I'm with my military, I feel perfectly safe.
Tell us about that, because you've been all over the world, Lee. Are there any particularly touching moments or things that you experienced during these USO or DOD concerts that just reinforced your belief and the messages that you have in God Bless the USA?
I don't think that the normal public realizes the kind of danger. I mean, we get so numb to another soldier being killed. I don't think that the normal population realizes the impact on the family, the unit, the platoon, and all the people who know that soldier got killed. We were asked to go to Panama by President Bush, 41, before the invasion and taking Noriega out. And President Bush called me in my office and said, I want you to go down there for 4 days, entertain the troops. We've already extracted the dependents. The morale needs to be boosted. You're the guy. So we flew down there with my band, and the band, as soon as we landed, got in a Chinook helicopter and went to the first location for setup. I got in a Jeep with a Marine, and we went into the jungle to find 200 Marines who were in a bunker in a compound, and I had a letter from the president to read to them. We came under fire, and the bullets were whizzing through the Jeep. They took my driver's index finger off, and I had to put my hand around his hand to stop the bleeding. We kept going until we got into the compound, and the Marines fanned out and took this. There was about 24 insurgents, but they did not know we're there. So there's danger all the time, and whenever I feel that I need to go, that danger does not deter me. And anybody who thinks about the military, anything you can do to send anything to them wherever they are in the world, however small and however insignificant you think some chewing gum or a cherry pie is, send it.
I tell you, Lee, I have never heard that story. Holy cow. I mean, God bless you, sir, for what you're doing and what you're doing to support our troops. Folks, we're talking with Lee Greenwood. We'll be right back. Lee, when we come back, I want to play a little clip for you and get your reaction. Talking about pride in the United States of America. Folks, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Stick around. We'll be back with more from Lee Greenwood in just a second.
Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Now, back to the American Warrior.
Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, folks. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're very, very pleased to be joined by Mr. Lee Greenwood. I tell you what, if you, Lee, folks, probably, you know, kids nowadays don't know what an encyclopedia is anymore, but I would venture to say if they checked an encyclopedia under Patriot, your picture would come up.
two great things in 1992. I married my wife, Kim, who was a former Miss Tennessee, and we have two wonderful sons, 23 and 19 now. One's at Vanderbilt studying cancer research, going to get a PhD, our older boy, Dalton. Younger boy, Parker, is 19, and he's a full-ride scholar at TCU in Texas. And when I talk about our life together, the second thing I did was in 1992 release an album of all American songs called The American Patriot. And I didn't know that that label would stick with me as well.
Well, and that went platinum in 3 weeks, I think?
Well, the interesting part about the crisis of 9/11 was the original recording of God Bless USA was on MCA Records. And that they had put USA in catalog. So I went over to Capitol Liberty and re-recorded it, and that's the album, American Patriot, that was available after 9/11, and that's why people were scrambling to find that particular CD and that song.
Lee, I'd like to touch on another set of lyrics from God Bless the USA, and I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. Let's touch on pride and freedom. I've heard that one of the things you cited and when you were writing these lyrics were you wanted to express your pride and share your pride that all of us should share about our country. You've been around the world. You've seen a lot of things. I want to play a little audio clip for you and get your response to that. Here we go.
All right.
You realize that, you know, 60 years ago, they were the unlucky ones. The people in the South got lucky 60 years ago. They've been defended by the United States of America all that time. They know what their freedom is, and the people in the North, all they know is slavery. So when you go around the world and you see places like that and you realize that not everybody understands or appreciates or enjoys the freedom that we enjoy here in this country, you value those who provide that freedom all the more. And so God bless you and thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do for our country. I never take it for granted for 1 second. God bless you and God bless America. Let's all stand and sing this last one together, okay?
Lee, that is a clip I took from a concert, a performance Gary Sinise made here at our Air Force Base in Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. It struck me because that reflects so much, I believe, the pride and the freedom, those two strong words that you're talking about in God Bless USA. What's your response to hearing that?
Well, Gary Sinise and I are good friends, and we're both trustees of the Medal of Honor Society. We're building them a museum in Charleston, South Carolina, next to the Yorktown aircraft carrier. Ross Perot wrote the first check for $1 million, and it's going to take about 9 or 10 to build it. So you can go on virtual YouTube and find Gary Sinise doing the narration for that. It's apparent, I think, to most people that even though freedom is extremely special to us and maybe we take some of it for granted, there are nations around the world that people would gladly die before giving up freedom or have a chance to have it. And I think Gary is expressing himself very well when he says, you know, let's never, never forget how much freedom has cost us and how much we've defended other nations to have their freedom as well.
Well, I guess I wanted to get, I'm not originally from the U.S. Lee, my folks are missionaries. I grew up overseas. And so I really had an appreciation coming, you know, America was the land of milk and honey to me, even as a child. I've done some traveling myself. I spent 1 week in Beijing. I was there on the 1 year anniversary of the Tiananmen Square protests. And I got to tell you, people don't know what freedom is like, but I can tell you right now, the lack of freedom, the feeling there amongst the people was palpable.
Well, the weight that comes on the military shoulders to give us that right, that's what's important. And I know the military accepts that. Everybody that signs up is now volunteer army. I was 3A in the draft. It's the only reason I didn't get a chance to serve. I had kids way too early in my life. I would have gladly joined the Marines or the Army or anything else just to serve. And this is the way I serve now, is to make people aware, make sure they never forget that even though they enjoy the lifestyle they have, the military puts our life on the line to enjoy that lifestyle, and we deserve it. Americans deserve what we choose to live by. Nobody else should dictate that. And like you say, you were in China, you understand what freedom really means to those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know what it's like until you lose it. Now, I tell you, you've won several awards from the country music associations and different organizations. Lee, I'm wondering, after that story you told me about Panama, maybe they should add like a Lyrics Under Fire action badge or something.
Well, the Medal of Honor Society awarded me with their Patriots Award the same night they gave it to Dan Quayle. Vice President Quayle and I were in Washington to receive that. to me, that was the highest regard, the highest honor I've ever received, regardless of the industry and peer awards. To receive that from the military was just the greatest honor.
Now, Lee, I got to say, I want to talk a little bit about the song, because really, and you touched on it, but I want to emphasize that again. When America needed to come together, God Bless the USA has become our anthem, another anthem for our community. And I sometimes when you sit down and you put pen to paper, the lyrics just flow. You know you're on to something, and you're struggling to finish the last stanza because you're getting choked up. When you were in the back of your tour bus doing this, did you have any idea that folks would respond to this song that way, the way they have?
There's a couple of points here I wanted to make. God Bless the USA was never meant to be a single, never meant to be a radio record. It was meant to be my expression of how I feel about my country. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until Universal, that later that year, made the call to release it as a single until radio finally discovered it. Now, I put it on stage and it had some meaning to me, but when radio started playing it, and then it became apparent that this is my stance about the country, in a time when people really weren't expressing that opinion, that feeling, suddenly I became the leader in that regard. Now, it's only part of my music. It's not everything, but it is a great part of it that makes me very proud that I took the time to step up and do something when no one else was.
Now, Lee, I tell you, when I first mentioned to some younger people here at the station that we were very, very happy to have scored Lee Greenwood to come on American Warrior Radio, I got to say I got some blank stares. But if you say God Bless the USA, immediately anyone you talk to says, oh, yeah, I know that song. It's been named one of the most recognizable patriotic songs in America. I wouldn't think that you would see that as a burden, but do you see it as part of your legacy?
I see it as part of my legacy, yes. It is certainly not a burden. I was in Iowa last night with my show, and my son Parker went with me and accompanied me and assisted me at the autograph table after the show. And he's extremely proud to know that his father has done something for this country. He is also, as I said, a musical scholar. He's a full ride at TCU, and his legacy will go on. And my music doesn't just start with God Bless USA. It may end with that, but it doesn't start with that. I'm a country artist, and I'm a consummate artist, and I love to be artistic. I love to write songs that move people, and I've written an awful lot of them. So, you know, it's just part of what I do. It's not everything what I do.
Well, and I'm glad you say that, because when you talk about drive, I'm not, you know, I was raised to have respect, so I'm not going to say how old you are, but suffice to say, Lee, you're well past the age where most folks are thinking about retirement, but you keep on going. Is that the passion? Is it the music? Is it the fans? All of the above? What drives you?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. I think most importantly, it is that I love what I do. I mean, I love being an artist. I love being artistic. My wife and I have chose this life together. People don't like change. I mean, I wouldn't want her to change in what she does, and I don't think she wants me to change in what I do. And I will do it as long as I can.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir, we're coming up. We've got about a minute left before we have to pay for the show again. What other messages do you feel our listeners need to hear? I mean, the message is in your song. Folks need to hear the song and your other music, of course, but I've got to say, honestly, when I hear your song, like a lot of folks across our country or our military overseas, I literally physically swell up in pride and passion for our nation.
Well, you know, I wrote that one right. I mean, that's all I can say is that it may have been quick, and I wrote it in one night, but it is something I had thought about since I was a teenager, and working for the military has been my pleasure and my privilege, and it's outside of what my normal business day is like. But I think that the public needs to make sure that they don't get caught up in political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get caught up in division. Always do something every single day to help somebody else. Because if you're more fortunate than the next person, then you owe it to that American to help them up a little bit.
Well, I tell you what, sir, if I could be king for a day, and I know that's not the American tradition, I would require every young person to spend a year or two overseas in another country, because no matter where you go, you will gain an appreciation for how special and how lucky we have here in the United States. Mr. Greenwood, thank you so much for spending your time with us today.
You're welcome, Ben, and thank you very much for mentioning my show in Tucson on July 3.
Okay, sir. Take care. Folks, you can find out more. Visit LeeGreenwood.com. Also, if you want to help out, if you want to join Lee in one of his other passions, visit helpingahero.org. You can find out more information there about you, how you can help Lee help those wounded veterans who've supported your fight and your freedoms. Folks, it's your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Stick around. We'll be right back with another great guest. Hey, check us out on Facebook, American Warrior Radio. All these shows, podcasts with Mr. Greenwood and others, can be found at AmericanWarriorRadio.com. Share it with your friends, please. We'll be right back.